Welcome to the Six Figure Business Mastery Podcast, where every week, Kirsten and Jeannie dive into the essential topics to fuel your business growth. From copywriting to course creation, mindset to video marketing, they've got you covered. Tune in for expert guest interviews on all things marketing and business, and learn how to work on your business, not just in it. So get ready to unlock your business potential and take it to the next level.
So welcome to our episode. We are thrilled to have you here today, and we are excited to have Anissa Crespo. She is co-founder of the Million Dollar Mom Society, and I can't wait to hear more about that. So welcome to the show, Anissa. It's lovely to have you.
Thank you so much. I'm excited to share with your audience.
Well, Anissa, how did your journey begin? How did you and your partner come up with this business? And yes, tell us a little bit about your experience and how it all came together.
Yeah, so Million Dollar Mom Society started out as a Facebook group, and I started my journey into entrepreneurship in 2020 when I had just given birth to my twins and things were weird during COVID, and I had a great steady job at the time, but didn't know if we would ever leave the house again. So I figured I would learn how to make some money from home. So I kind of dove into digital marketing and a bunch of different things, nothing really tangible, but I did a lot of side hustle kind of stuff. And then in 2022, my husband and I moved from New Jersey to Florida. We started a business in real estate investing, did great with that. But even though we were making great money from it, it's like my cup wasn't being filled. And the same thing was happening in my job. I had been in a male-dominated industry for over 10 years, and it just wasn't serving me anymore. And at that time, my daughter had come to me and said, "Mommy, how come you don't love us anymore?" And I was like, "Oh my goodness, of course this is not true." But to her, it was. And, you know, I was putting in 18-hour days trying to balance the job, the business, the family, all the things women have to do. And I was like, well, something has to go. I'll be damned if it's my business. So I quit my six-figure job. And shortly thereafter, I met my business partner online. Neither one of us were looking for a partner. We were just kind of following along with each other. And our company was founded on the principle of collaboration over competition. So we were both serving moms in the business world. And we decided to come together and build an absolute empire. And that is what we did. And that's how Million Dollar Mom Society was born. And we grew our Facebook group from 200 people to, I think a year later, we're at a little over 16,000.
That's amazing. Out of curiosity, what part of Florida are you in?
I am in the Orlando area.
I'm in Sarasota.
How nice.
Yeah. Nice to not have winters. Summer's a little crazy hot, but love not having winters.
I'll take August in Florida over February in New Jersey every day.
Yes. Well, I love that. So did you and your husband, when you started your real estate investing business, you still had your job then?
Yes, I did.
Wow. That's a lot. Real estate investing is very time consuming.
It was, yes.
So because Jeannie and I are partners, we always love to hear about how partnerships come together. So I think it's so cool that you guys met online. Do you meet much in person? Because I'm in Florida and Jeannie is in Virginia, but we knew each other when I was in Virginia. So how has that worked out for you guys getting to know each other online and then becoming business partners?
Yeah, so we actually were in business for quite a bit of time before we ever met in person, and we were very successful. We hit six figures in 6 months, and that was before we ever even met in person. She lives in LA. So we see each other a handful of times. The very first time we met is an interesting story. We were actually in Miami filming for our TV show, and the directors were like, "You just met yesterday? That's not possible. The synergy, it's just amazing." And we have this dynamic between us. It was a very a divine alignment, really. We're both very blessed.
Wow. And you also have a TV show.
We do.
Okay. And do you guys always film it in Miami, or do you film it from home now? Or?
So the show that we filmed in Miami is called Legacy Makers. We have an episode on that show, and that is out on Amazon Prime and Apple TV and a few other platforms. And the producers of that show loved our mission and our vision and what we do to help moms in business. And they reached out to us and offered our own docuseries. So that is called The Million Dollar Room. And what we are doing is hosting a very luxurious in-person mastermind style retreat in Laguna Beach in November. And the whole thing's going to be filmed for our docuseries. So we're really excited about that.
Congratulations. That is absolutely amazing.
Thank you.
Great synergy. You're bringing all these great opportunities to you. That's awesome. Well, tell us, how do you help the moms that you work with?
So we're really visibility strategists primarily, but we also have a very holistic approach to success, because it's not just how do I make money online? It's mindset and spirituality and health and wellness and everything like that. So in our coaching programs, we help women through all pillars of what it takes to be a successful entrepreneur. But our bread and butter is really, number one, the lead generation, because we did start out with our first offer ever was growing Facebook groups and grew and monetized them. And then we also help with getting visible. So I like to say going from unseen to unforgettable. And that's really what we did in the past 12 months, to go from just being a startup business to women online with a couple of side hustles to now doing consistent six-figure months.
Nice.
That's fantastic. I love that.
Now, are you also helping them for visibility, create Facebook groups? Is that your strategy?
So Facebook groups is one of the strategies. So we do help them with that. We also have a magazine that comes out every quarter. So they're submitting articles and ads inside of the magazine. We have books that we publish that are anthology books where they're contributing chapters, and then we're marketing them very heavily. And then we also have our podcast. So we have women guest on our podcast, and that's another way to get visible. And then, of course, the big one is the live event in November, where they will be visible on TV.
Amazing. That is absolutely awesome. And I love your mission, like to help them holistically, to be there for everything that they, because you don't think about it, but as a business owner, if you get up feeling crappy, your day's not going to go well. Or if you're 100%. Stressed out about balancing family and everything else. So I think it's great that you're looking at that holistically.
Yes.
Amazing. Well, let's see here. What were some of the things we were going to talk about?
We were going to talk about how people, entrepreneurs, can get clear on their story, can feel like they're putting out their marketing that's in their own voice, and how can they find what some might say is what's unique about them?
Yeah. So your unique value proposition, of course, is super important. And I think that most women overlook the power of their story because they think it has to be like very dramatic or picture perfect. And it just doesn't. It has to be real and it has to be yours. Like, for example, I've overcome a lot of trauma in my life. It's one of the things that led me to have this spiritual awakening when I was deciding to quit my job and help women. I had no idea how I was going to do that or what I was going to do, but I knew what my why was. So we always talk about focusing on the why and not the how. And we like to say the how is none of our business, because when it's mission driven, the universe will support it. So, and of course, we back it with business strategy as well. We're not just waving fairy dust here, but just showing up authentically online. And I think clarity on your voice and in your values, like, for example, my core values are faith, family, health, wealth, and freedom. Every decision I make in my life is surrounded around that and based by those values. And if it's out of alignment, then I just want no parts of it. And it's really all about how your why has helped shape your business and your brand. I actually just had a client call with a woman who her mission is to help moms that are grieving because she had lost a child very young. And that's her mission. And that's part of her storytelling. And that's what she's sharing with her community. So I think it's really important to just show up and talk about your why most of the time.
Yeah, I love that, because it always seems like people are talking about their rags to riches story. And like you said, it doesn't always have to be that way. It can be something a little calmer and something that feels more real. And one of our clients always says, clarity equals velocity. So the clearer you can get on your goals, your pillars, the faster you can get to where you want to go.
Absolutely. And I think that confidence is important too. And confidence comes from clarity and not like credentials and some of the other things that we might think is important. I had somebody, a client telling me, like, I have to get a certification before I can go do this. And I'm like, why? You already have experience in it. You don't need to be certified to help somebody. She's like, oh, I never thought of it that way. So
yeah, a lot of the certification programs, I think, puts them in a box that doesn't feel like them. And then that actually delays their growth in starting their business. Because again, they're trying to follow some framework that may not have anything to do with their experience in that field and how they've delivered results to people in the past. So sometimes I think that can actually be detrimental.
I agree.
Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about what kind of platforms do you talk about in your groups and with your clients to help them grow and get more visible and more credibility?
So less is more, and getting seen in the right places is much more important than getting seen everywhere. So I'll just give you an example. Like, I went to an event. We're very intentional about the rooms that we put ourselves in, whether that's online or in person. We do a lot of live events. We do a lot of virtual events, and we're just very cognizant of which ones they are, because even though it might be a big, large event, are your people there? That's what you really have to find out. And I attended an event in April, and that event alone, we converted like six figures from that alone. And it was because we were in the right room. So getting in the right room is so critical. I can't stress it enough. Getting yourself on podcasts, pitching yourself to magazines. The TV show is something a little extra. That's not necessarily for everyone, but the reach of this TV show is going to be 1 billion people. So that just helps us expand our reach for our mission in the world. And getting visible is really, if nobody knows who you are, nobody can buy what you have to offer.
Yeah, it's so true. And I think sometimes as women, we hold ourselves back because we don't know if we have the right things to say, or do we look the right way? I know when we're helping our clients either start a YouTube channel or a podcast, that's always a concern. Who am I to think that I can do this? And so I'm sure you coach your clients a lot around the fear of imposter syndrome and things like that as well.
Oh, yes. Yeah, everybody goes through it at some point in another. And every time we level up, we continue to go through it at a new level. So it's important to talk about how we can work through that.
And it's an important distinction between feeling like you're in flow versus something that you're scared of. Because sometimes it's hard to distinguish those two.
It is. For me personally, I am very much a person that needs to be in flow state in order to just function properly and be happy. Like around this time when I had this spiritual awakening, I just made this decision that I was only going to do things that make me happy. And so having a job, of course, was not one of them. But yeah, it's like when you're forcing and you're constantly pushing and going against the grain, oftentimes we have been there in our business and we have to like take a step back. And sometimes we have to slow down to speed up and say like, okay, this is not working. What actually feels good to us so that we can now open the floodgates? And it's great to have a partner to do that with.
Yep. Wholeheartedly agree.
Yeah. And it's really funny because when Jeannie and I started our first podcast, you know, you're starting a podcast. You're like, okay, well, you kind of see how it goes, right? We fell in love with it. I'm like, I'm so excited that we get to talk to people like you, because every time we do a podcast interview, we learn so many things. We come away with a collaboration partner. We come away with a new referral partner, or somebody who becomes a client of ours, or we become a client of theirs, or we find out we're going to be at the same event soon and we get to meet in person. So I think it's when you are doing something that feels really good and you're excited to get up and do, it does make a very big difference in how your day goes.
Oh, 100%. I agree. Podcasting is one of the best ways to get yourself not only visible, not only clients, but just building relationships, because that's what it's really all about. And after COVID, like, women have opportunities to have businesses all over the world, doing business with people from different countries. And Zoom has given us that opportunity. So while there's nothing like a face-to-face in-person live event, Zoom is the very next best thing. And when you get to have a warm conversation with somebody, there's nothing like it. So
yeah, I totally agree. In fact, I just had a podcast recording before this, and she's English, but she was in Thailand. And so it's 10 o'clock at night there. It's 11 o'clock in the morning here. And 5, 6 years ago, that wouldn't have happened. So yeah. I love it.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's funny. You're in Orlando. So hopefully maybe I'll see you at PodFest if you think that your people are in that room. And yes, the last year I ended up meeting one of our clients. She had been a client for 4 or 5 years and we knew her really well, became friends with her. And it was so crazy meeting her in person. Here I am, like, I've never met her, and I'm picking her up at the airport in Orlando. But it didn't feel any different. Like, it didn't feel any different than as if I were picking up Jeannie at the airport, because you do feel so well. And I think what's interesting about podcasting is that you really connect at a deeper level, because again, we're getting to know you and your motivation, and we know your pillars now. And I think it's so, so powerful. And I would love to see more women in the podcasting space. Less than 7% of people who start podcast are still podcasting after 2 years. And so in podcasting for a while, there was a very male dominated space. So we're excited to work with people like you to bring more female voices to the market.
Yes, absolutely. And I'm excited to be one of them.
Yes. Well, how can people get in touch with you if they are a mom? You mostly work with moms, right?
Yeah, we work with moms, but we work with all women, really. We can help anybody. So the best way to reach out to me is a DM on Facebook, or you can just go to our website, milliondollarmom.org. That's how you can join our Facebook group and see all the things. You can see the info on the upcoming event and TV show and follow along on our journey and see if you want to work with us. Different ways we can help you get visible. That's what we do.
Love it.
That's fantastic. But I wanted to talk about, you help your clients turn their expertise into an offer and brand that attracts opportunities. Tell us a little bit about how you can help them do that.
Yeah. So one of our offers is called Irresistible Offer Suite. And a lot of, like I was saying before, a lot of women think that they need all these different certifications or they need to be some crazy expert to help people. And it's just not true. You really only have to be one step ahead of somebody to help them with something. And everybody's a coach in one way or another. Like if you're a mom, you're a coach. If you're helping people all the time, we're constantly helping people. So what we like to do is somebody's feeling stuck on what they want to offer. We like to ask them, what do you do for people now that feels very natural to you, but people come to you? Like whether that's cooking or relationship advice or fitness advice or something that you enjoy that lights you up, but maybe other people don't like it so much. Maybe it's tech stuff. And then that can be your first offer because now you have knowledge, you have expertise, and you should be paid for your value. Because a lot of people think, especially when it's something that comes so very easy to them, that like automatically everybody just should be that way. Like, for example, I am very organized. I'm a very, very detail-oriented, organized person. And for a long time, I just assumed that the whole world was. And then after being in the business world for quite a bit of time, I realized that that's not the case. And actually, most people are quite the opposite. But that is a service that I don't offer, but I totally could if I wanted to, because it's something that comes very naturally to me. It's not something that I have to force to do. And it's very valuable to other people.
That's perfect. Yeah, to follow up on what you're already great at. And it's interesting because I think in this economy, you can bring your skills to the table and really serve people and help them. And again, it doesn't always have to be huge. It's sometimes something super simple. I know we bought things that weren't complex, but we got so much out of the courses or the programs by getting involved. And it's just so much easier and a lot more fun to have a guide through learning something new.
Yeah. And Natasha and I have invested tens and tens of thousands of dollars into courses and coaching. And a lot of times it's not like some people think like, okay, they have this very big expectation of what they're going to get out of the program. And we don't like to go in with expectations. We kind of do our due diligence, research the person, the community. And a lot of times we're signing up for coaching programs just to have that access to their community because we know that our people are in it. And you can grab little things from all these different series of educational courses and coaching programs that you take and really build a powerful business. It's what we have done. And the power of proximity is everything.
Oh, I love that. I want to quote that one for you. That's awesome. It's so true too, whether it's proximity in a group or on a Zoom call or in person. I used to always joke that most business owners don't want to see themselves as salespeople, but we have to sell something to be a business owner. And sales is a contact sport. You have to come in contact with your ideal clients in order to actually have conversations and find out if it's a good fit and if you can truly help them.
For sure. And sales is to me is just relationships. I mean, I love sales and so many women are scared of it because they've got these issues with surrounding money and not wanting to ask for the sale and just so many different things. And we break through a lot of that with our clients as well, because you are providing a service and you're very valuable and you deserve to be paid for it.
Absolutely.
I love that. All of that. So the best place for people to find you is to DM you on Facebook, or I'll bet if they searched for Million Dollar Mom Society, they would quite easily find all of your platforms.
Absolutely.
So thank you so much for joining us today, Anissa. This has been fantastic. So many great tips and information. And we're excited that you joined us today. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Six Figure Business Mastery Podcast. If you enjoyed listening to this episode and you are ready to leverage video marketing on all online platforms, or maybe even start your own video podcast, then you need to check out the Done For You and Done With You program at themarketingvaadvantage.com and take your business to the next level.